From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Department of Energy is giving the go-ahead to another controversial natural gas export project. NPR's Jeff Brady reports a proposed facility near Freeport, Texas, is the second to receive approval.
Most natural gas exporters already have permission to ship to countries that have free trade agreements with the U.S. This latest approval allows shipments to countries like Japan and China that do not have such agreements. Environmentalists oppose more exports, saying that could lead to more domestic drilling. And some chemical companies have argued against approving all export proposals. They want plenty of cheap natural gas to stay in the U.S. to fuel more manufacturing. In issuing its approval, the Energy Department found the Freeport natural gas export project will likely yield economic benefits to the U.S. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
In Nashville, Tennessee yesterday, First Lady Michelle Obama delivered the commencement address to graduates of Martin Luther King Jr. Academic Magnet High School. She encouraged graduates to learn how to weather the storms they will encounter and recover from setbacks.
That resilience and grit, that ability to pick yourself up when you fall, those are some of the most important skills you'll need as you make your way through college and through life.
The First Lady praised the school for its graduation rates, its spirit of volunteerism, and healthy food programs. She later presented graduate diplomas on stage and posed for pictures. The high school is one of Nashville's first institutions to educate African Americans. Parts of Texas are continuing to recover from tornadoes that struck last week. NPR's Jim Hawk reports the severe weather threat is now moving eastward.
Parts of the central U.S. endured severe storms late Saturday, with a number of twisters spotted in rural Kansas. While little damage was reported, the energy behind the severe weather continues shifting eastward. Meteorologist Steve Corfiti at the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says the high-altitude jet stream is to blame.
That jet stream pattern looks like it's going to maintain itself at least for the next 2 to 3 days. So into early this coming week, we'll probably be hearing about more tornadoes, particularly in the areas from Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, down into parts of Texas, and maybe a little bit farther east.
Forecasters say severe storms are possible today in 10 central states, from Minnesota and Wisconsin to Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
The horse named Oxbow has won the Preakness. The 15-to-1 long shot led from start to finish with veteran rider Gary Stevens aboard. For the 50-year-old jockey, who came out of retirement this year, it was his third Preakness victory. Oxbow's win ruined Kentucky Derby winner Orb's Triple Crown bid. The final race in the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, will be held in Elmont, New York, Saturday, June 8th. This is NPR News. South Korea's defense ministry is confirming North Korea fired 3 short-range guided missiles into its eastern waters Saturday. It's not clear what the intent was, but experts believe North Korea is trying to improve the range and accuracy of its arsenal. The missiles launched Saturday only have a range of about 75 miles compared to the 1,800-mile range of North Korea's medium-range missiles. The United States says it's deeply concerned about fighting in northeastern Nigeria after the president's declaration of a state of emergency in 3 states. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton reports.
The U.S. State Department says there are credible allegations of gross human rights violations by Nigeria's security forces. This, in turn, escalates violence and fuels extremism, says a statement. Civilians in areas targeted by al-Qaeda-linked jihadi fighters blame Nigerian troops for inflicting as much violence as the insurgents. President Goodluck Jonathan declared emergency rule in 3 northeastern states on Tuesday, weeks after offering an amnesty rejected by Boko Haram militants. The U.S. condemns what it describes as a campaign of terror by the fighters, while urging the disciplined use of force by Nigerian security agents and the protection of civilians. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Harare.
Rescue crews in Indonesia are continuing the search for 23 workers trapped at a U.S.-owned gold and copper mine. The training facility collapsed on Tuesday. 10 miners were rescued. 5 bodies have been recovered. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.